Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Video Game Podcast. It is June 10th, 2016, and I'm Adam Paulus. We don't sell lots of games, but I like to talk about them because there are things that are worth knowing, even if you're like me, the aging, cranky gamer who likes things better when they were 8-bits or 16-bits and had two buttons. There's still stuff for you, though, that are interesting, and this thing is targeted so directly between your eyes, it is almost disturbing. LEGO Dimensions 2 stuff has been leaking slash been announced, depending on when you're reading this, including new licenses. So if you like LEGO stuff, there are going to be little expansion packs for Gremlins, Goonies, A-Team, Powerpuff Girls, Adventure Time, Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, Gremlins, Sonic the Hedgehog. It's like half the licenses are reasonably expected to perform for the modern children of today, which is what I think this kind of product should do. That's who it's for. Powerpuff Girls is a little bit older, but hey, I watched it in college. It's a good show. Goonies is surprising. Gremlins is very surprising. And Sonic the Hedgehog has had some recent trials as of late. I'm sure it will someday find its return to prominence, but I loved the first game on the Genesis, and that was fantastic. I remember when I got the Dreamcast, that whole thing where you ran from the orcas chasing behind you, that was pretty awesome. But I don't know that I've met anyone who's probably liked a recent Sonic game. Of course, the opinions reflected here are those of nobody in particular, and therefore not worth suing over. It's just fascinating to see. But a little Lego Sonic figure, that's pretty cool. And I kind of hope they expand it to include other games from Sega, and who knows what other licenses they've got. I mean, it's pretty exciting. I mean, a year ago, who thought we'd have a LEGO game with Back to the Future, The Simpsons, Lord of the Rings, Batman, Midway Arcade Classics, I mean, Ghostbusters, all kinds of stuff. It's just going to keep going, I hope. And I'm looking forward to seeing what they do. Also, Sony announced a new 4K PlayStation 4 is coming. So if you bought one, now you can buy the higher res version of it. But you can download things for it, including SteamWorld Heist, Soul Axiom, Odin Sphere, Mirror's Edge Catalyst, Guilty Gear Revelator, I don't know how these are pronounced, Phoenix Furia, Broken Bots, Atelier Sophie, The Alchemist of the Mysterious Book, and Anima, The Gate of Memories, as well as, swallowing for emphasis, the PS2 classic Psychonauts. PlayStation 3 owners, you can also grab Guilty Gear, and Odin Sphere. The Vita can also enjoy Odin Sphere Unpronounceable, Atelier Sophie, The Alchemist of the Mysterious Book, and Steam World Heist. Easy for you to say. Xbox One owners, Neon Chrome, In Between, Heart Z, Coho Puzzles, Color Symphony 2, Mirror's Edge, Catalyst, Minecraft Story Mode, Episode 6, A Portal to Mystery, Phoenix Furia, and Soul Axiom can be yours. Wii owners, Olympia Rising and the Book of Unwritten Tales 2, join Wario Master of Disguise. I believe that was a Nintendo DS classic. And the Wario games are all lots of fun. Nintendo 3DS owners can grab Puzzle Labyrinth, Dan McFox Headhunter, and this is out at retail as well, and probably the big thing this week, Kirby Planet Robobot. And I am hearing good things about it from early impressions. Basically, Kirby gets to pilot a giant mecha, and it's for the 3DS, and I liked Triple Deluxe enough, I beat it. But Kirby games are not hard, they just require a minimal time investment if you happen to play games in various facilities where you are sitting down for 5 minutes at a time. You can probably get through that game over a couple of months. Great for airplanes. I'm looking forward to potentially picking this one up for my various summer business travels. What else we got? We got sales! On sale at Entertainment Earth. You can save big if you're buying for a dad or a grad, or you can lie to us. We don't really need to know if it's for yourself. We got a bunch of great items 25% off on our website right now. And I could just list themes, but what I'm going to do is going to click on that sale banner at the top of our homepage. Just go to entertainmentearth.com, and I am now seeing 246 pretty nifty items. We got a Joker bust from Batman the Animated Series, our Guardians of the Galaxy Marvel Legends exclusive box set from the comic books, including Groot, are on sale. We've got Alien Warrior Drone Artifact Statue, Supergirl Chair Cape, Our Black Series Star Wars Imperial Forces exclusive 6-inch action figures are $25 off. Tony Millionaire Batman statue. It's the guy who draws Sock Monkey. It's awesome. I have one. We also have the Predator Thermal Bust Bank. Harley Quinn Goblets. Do we have anything from video games on this sale? I'm sure we do, but I don't have time to page through everything and also get some work done today. So check that out at entertainmentearth.com, or don't. You don't have to, but you should. We also received new arrivals this week, including The Legend of Zelda, Majora's Mask, Link Nendoroid action figure. We restocked a Metroid Other M, Samus Aran, Zero Suit statue. Samus. We also put up pre-orders for Funko's new Mega Man Pop Vinyl figures, which include the Blue Bomber himself, Proto Man Dr. Wily, and their dog and favorite Canadian band, Rush. We put up a Mega Man Gigantic Series unhelmeted figure, which is like 14 inches tall. I believe it's from X Plus. It's big. I bought one of their Godzilla figures recently for the missus, because the missus likes Godzilla. And let me tell you, that Titanosaurus is really something. X Plus does good stuff, so check it out. We also put up the Fallout Vault Boy glow-in-the-dark shot glass. You too can learn to read. And you could do a second take, but then your audience would be denied the depancing of you on air. I mean, I gotta give you something interesting to listen to, right? And we put up a bunch of other stuff. I mean, it really is a nutty week for new additions, and we're putting up new exclusives for our San Diego Comic-Con visit. We will be there. We will have exclusive products debuting at that show, from Star Trek, Captain America, Penny Dreadful, Kiss, Mike Tyson Mysteries, The Big Bang Theory, Twilight Zone, and others I'm not at liberty to announce yet. They may or may not rhyme with Blarfors or Fat Ham. Who knows? Could be anything. You don't know. Maybe Godzilla rhymes with Fat Ham. But check those out on our website. Just go to entertainmentearth.com and start clicking on banners. We are going to have 40 exclusives announced between now and Comic-Con, some of which we're not going to be taking pre-orders on, but you are going to want to come to our booth for. Put some money aside. I'm just saying, you know, if you're going out for lunch, maybe you don't buy the soda for a couple of days. You stash 50, 60 bucks. You're going to be glad you did. You won't get everything for 50, 60 bucks, but some of the things you want, you're going to need 50, 60 bucks for. Trust me, that's all I can say. You've probably listened to the show more than once. I can't imagine there's any new subscribers starting with this episode. Let us know if you are. I'd be very curious to hear that. And I will let you go. Have a great weekend, everybody. I will see you next time on the show. Don't forget to go to twitter.com/entearth, and you can find all of our tweets, and you can find us on Facebook. And I can go now, and I will see you on the next episode of the Entertainment Earth podcast.